Welcome back. We are in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Let's go. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. This section in my translation is entitled Spiritual Immaturity. Immaturity. You heard that right. Verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Let's go through this. For though by this time you ought to be teachers. What is that saying? You should be a teacher. By this time, you've been in the Word enough. You've been a Christian long enough. You should be teaching. So here's the application. Ask yourself one simple question. Who right now are you teaching? Who have you recently taught about the Bible? Every single believer in Christ is called to teach. Some have the gifting of teaching. I think that is one of my gifts. You may not have the gift of teaching, but you are still called to teach. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all the commands that I have given to you." Right? Every single born-again person, every single Christ follower, which is the same thing, is called to teach others. So if you're not teaching, this is not pointing the finger at you. This is saying, why aren't you teaching? Ask yourself that question. Figure out a way to start teaching people about Jesus. There's a lot of different ways. You could go and evangelize on the street. You could start a men's group. You could start teaching your children at home. You can start teaching your grown children by Zoom. I have friends who are doing that. They're doing like family Bible studies once a week or once a month or something, and it helps bring them together. You can teach in your church, get involved in the youth group, teach a Sunday school class or whatever they may call it. You could even go in and teach the youth, middle school or elementary or anything, but be a teacher, right? Don't just be stuck as being a student forever. Think about a student in college or something like that. What would you think about a person who went to college for 4 years and then they stayed another 4 years and another 4 years and another 4 years? They never became a professor. They weren't working at the university. They just stayed as a student, like forever. It's like, don't you want to take that knowledge that you're learning as a student at Harvard, Yale, UT, or community college or trade school? Instead of going to school for 50 years, don't you want to actually take it out and go out in the real world and do something with it? Right? Put it into use and start teaching others and giving back. Because if you just consume, you're not giving back. If you just learn, you're never teaching. And when you're teaching, you're actually going to learn. I learn a tremendous amount in preparing for these lessons and actually giving these lessons over the podcast. I love them, and I learned a ton about myself, about God, and everything. So the question for you is, if you're not teaching, why not? Get out there and teach. Start teaching someone. There's lots of opportunities. It could be one person at a time. It could just be saying, hey, there's someone who is a new believer, and I want to kind of disciple them. I want to help them. I want to make myself available for them, lead them, teach them what I know. All right, so it says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. So that you also want to pay attention, right? While you're studying, don't just go to church and say, I checked the box and I'm here. Don't just open the Bible saying, I checked the box and now I can tell someone that I read the Bible today, right? Have your heart in it. Be open to learning. Ask God to teach you something, to reveal something, to convict you of something, to help you change, to help you come closer to Him in that relationship, right? Because we want to learn. We want to grow closer to God. We want to teach others, and as we do all those things, we're going to grow closer to God. We're going to better represent God and Jesus and be His hands and feet, and more likely to lead people to Christ so that they can make their own profession of faith, right? Because so many people are watching you, and they're looking around saying, that person says they're a Christian. I'm going to watch them, and if they're doing all the same stuff I'm doing, then I'm just going to call them a hypocrite, and I'm not going to follow them. If they're different and I see peace and joy in their life, then I'm going to take notice and I'm going to start asking them questions and I'm going to ask them to help me. All right, and it says, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Just think of a baby. What do you give a baby? Right now we've got a 22-month-old, and he drinks milk, but we've also got him on solid food, right? For the first, 6 months of his life, it was all milk. And then it was milk and some soft food, and then milk and some people food, or human, not human, whatever, adult food. And now he has milk at some times of the day, and he also has some regular food at some times of the day. And when he gets older, he'll start eating big steaks and fish and all sorts of stuff. So you don't want to be on milk forever. Don't be a baby, right? And so that's what God's saying here is when someone comes to Christ, it's kind of the cookies on the bottom shelf. It's the milk. We're nourishing them. We're teaching them the basics of Christianity, the basics of who Jesus is, the basics of the purpose of life and all that type of stuff, right? That we're sinners in desperate need of a Savior, that we can't save ourselves, that blood is required for the remission of sin, that someone had to pay the penalty for our sin, that someone needed to be punished for our sin, that God was qualified for that, right? All of these things, that God chose to come down and live amongst the creation that he created and be tortured by the creation that he created and be ridiculed by the creation that he created and be killed by the creation that he created and then rise from the dead and ascend into heaven, and that we can have eternal life, and that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus, right? Those are some of the elementary cookies on the bottom shelf milk, and you want to really absorb that and get that in. But after that, you want to keep going to the next level. You want to step up your game. It'd be like if you went to college and you studied, pre-calculus or economics 101 or something. Well, if you just kept taking economics 101 over and over and over again, and you took it every semester, 4 years later, you're going to be like, this is boring. What else is there? What else can I learn? Like, I know everything. I'm not going to pick up this book anymore. I know it. And that's what a lot of people, they're like, well, I go to church on Christmas and Easter and I hear the same message every time. Why would I want to hear that message 52 times a year? Because it's pretty much the same. It's like, no, there's so much more of this Bible. You could read it over and over, year after year, and you're going to learn something new every single time. And you're going to grow closer to God through that. So move on from milk to solid food. Don't stay on the milk. That's for babies, right? That's for baby Christians. The gospel, the core, that's great. But we don't want to just sit there and focus on the core of the gospel every Sunday, right? I heard it once, the difference between preaching and teaching. Preaching is kind of helping the unsaved to come to know who Jesus is so that they will accept him as their Lord and Savior. And then teaching is taking that believer and taking them to the next level in their understanding and going and digging through the Bible and understanding the other things about God. So go from milk to solid food. Make sure if there's people around you, they're not just getting milk. Encourage them to come to, and if you don't have a church, because there's a lot of churches that just focus on this milk and this cookies on the bottom shelf, and they never go deep into the Word. And it's always, let's do 3 ways to get happy and 7 ways to reduce your debt. No, let's just go through the Bible verse by verse like we're doing right here. It's a great way. Verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Right? That's in the Bible right there. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. B-A-B-E. Right? So God is telling us right here, if you just focus on the elementary things of God, of Christianity, of how to be saved, then you're just a babe, right? You're not growing up. You're not going to be able to teach others that well because you're not going to know much. And you're just not doing what God called you to do. Because the Great Commission, as some call it, Matthew 28:19, says, go and make disciples. That means you got to go out and teach. It's going to be hard to do that if you're just taking in the milk and acting like a babe and just trying to be a student and never a teacher. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So by reason of use, well, they're putting it into play, right? They're learning it. They're learning more. They're going through the Bible. They're going deep. Right, you want to understand the whole counsel of God. You want to be ready in season and out of season. You want to be able to give a reason for the hope that you believe in. And to do that, you want to understand the Bible. You want to be able to answer people's questions. It's hard to do if you've only been, you know, having the milk and acting like a baby and just studying the elementary stuff. Move on. Graduate. Get your PhD. And I don't mean literal PhD. If you want a literal PhD, that's fine. But what I mean is, you know, get great at understanding the Bible. Get great at knowing God. Get great at teaching people. And if you're afraid of teaching, just step out in faith and God will show you and you will get better and better and better as it goes on. I was not a good evangelist. I was not a good teacher. God had to show me the gift of teaching. I still don't have the gift of evangelism. I don't think I ever will. I talk to more and more strangers now than I ever did about Jesus, and I love it, but it's still just not like a natural, you know, huge desire where I'm like, I got to go talk to that person about Jesus, where some people have that gift. But we push ourselves. We step out in faith. We're like, I'm going to talk to this person about Jesus. I'm going to ask him how I can pray for him. I'm going to tell him that Jesus loves him, right? I'm going to invite him to church. I'm going to invite him to my small group, something like that. So it says exercise. So exercise your faith. Exercise your ability to read the Bible, to understand it, to pray to God. And don't just be a babe on milk. It's time to graduate. Maybe you're already there. Excellent. But help those around you to also graduate, right? Because it's kind of that, I don't know if you call it the butterfly effect, or I can't think of the term right now, where, you know, you help one person, and then if they can help one person, they can help, each of them can help one person, and all of a sudden you've got this huge amount of people that can do it, right? It's not all us. We're not the ones who are called to save. Jesus did. We're just called to worship him by spreading the word, spreading the truth, reading the Bible. So let's do that together. How about that? So the biggest application takeaway probably today is to make sure that you've gone from milk to solid food, that you're not just taking the elementary things, the basic principles of God and Jesus and the Bible, and moving beyond, going verse by verse through the Bible and finding someone or some people to teach, just like someone taught you. Lord, we love you. Help us. You gave us the ability to teach. Every single one of us you call to teach, you tell us to go and make disciples. Help us to do that lovingly, willingly, boldly. Help us to read the Bible continuously and thoroughly, and to learn from others and to teach others. In your amazing name, Lord, amen.